Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with another episode of the Freedom Nation podcast. And on today's show, I've got Dr. Roger Wu. He's coming from us coming to us from LA. And we're going to have a conversation about a side business that he's built. This is an eye doctor by trade. And he actually has a really interesting take on how to kind of reverse some of the eye damage that we get from working on computers and looking at our devices all day long. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on in a second and we'll learn a little bit about it.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. I've got Dr. Roger Wu on. How are you, Mr. Dr. Wu?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me here.
I was going down the path of like ophthalmologist, I just gave up. He's an eye doctor. Well, thanks for joining the show. Tell us a little bit about your story. How did you, I know you're a medical doctor, but how did you kind of jump off the rails and start a small business too?
Well, it's actually not my first time starting a company. Okay. So yeah. I'm kind of, you can call me a serial entrepreneur.
Nice.
Okay. So this company, it's called 20/20.
Okay.
Essentially was created out of, you know, complete frustrations. Since pandemics, everyone's on computer, cell phone. And so we got a lot of eye problems. So, you know, in the eye care industries, this is actually one of the hottest topics people talk about, you know, dry eyes, macular issues coming from the blue light damages, because all the devices that we're using right now generate some sort of blue light, the high energy blue lights. I always had this beverage idea, trying to incorporate the ingredients there, believe it or not, more than 15 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah. So at that time, the science wasn't as strong as we have right now to back up all the claims, and also I didn't know anybody in the eye care, the beverage industry. So to me, to go into a beverage industry, it's kind of daunting for me. It's kind of crazy. So a lot of people
call me
crazy.
not your background. Yeah. So
So I start with another company, software company, even though I'm a computer retard. But at least, you know, my sister and my brother-in-law, they used to work for AT&T, the Bell Labs, those companies. So they're pretty well connected in this space. So we started another company, you know, trying to come up with a software, a device to minimize, you know, these problems, and, you know, digital eye strain too, you know, to monitor your posture, your blink rate, your ambient lighting, how close you are to the screen. So we were actually one of the first to do that. It was so advanced at the time, actually maybe too advanced. To raise money, because a lot of people had no idea. My God, looking at a computer can cause all these problems. So there's a lot of public education that we had to do. But moving forward to a pandemic, and all of a sudden people got, you know, locked up using the computer, working, you know, with their screen all day. So we're seeing, you know, people with dry eyes, especially younger kids getting dry eyes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 25 years ago, if I see some, you know, 35-year-old getting dry eyes, one of the things that we did back then was order a blood test.
Okay.
There's got to be something, you know, systemically inflammatory causing dry eyes. You got to find out what's going on. There's just, don't see 35-year-old getting severe dry eyes. But nowadays, if I had to order blood tests, I'd be doing, you know, 30, 40 blood tests every week. So it doesn't make any sense because of the computer, right? So even younger kids, you know, 9, 10-year-old getting dry eye because they're on their iPad all day, especially right now during summer breaks. The iPad is pretty much their nannies, right?
It's their babysitter,
Yeah, exactly. So we see a lot of issues. We even see my youngest patient, 14-year-old, getting a macular edema. So all of a sudden, the vision is distorted and went through, you know, several injection surgeries, and one eye is right now. Luckily, he still has got a good eye, but that bad eye is pretty much considered legally blind, even with glasses.
Vision, wow.
Barely 20/200. Okay, but luckily, the other eye is still okay. So we see those kind of strange, you know, weird cases that we never seen, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So you can say out of complete frustration, and I keep telling people to take vitamins. There's a good vitamin, you know, called A-Rest2 vitamin. It's readily available at Costco, CVS, you name it. You can find, you know, those vitamins there. But most people just wouldn't listen. They either bought it and just take it, you know, for a few days and they stop taking it, or they just simply wouldn't even, you know, the moment they step out of my office, they just completely forgot about what I told them. So you can say out of frustration. So I decided to come up with the beverages with all the right ingredient there, you know, science-backed ingredients. We didn't just, you know, throw stuff into the formulation and see which one sticks. So all the ingredients were backed by, you know, multi-years, multinational studies. That's why it's A-Rest2 based ingredients. We also added the essential omega-3 to minimize dry eye, you know, DHA, EPA. And our omega-3 is very special, you know, pretty interesting, because we used an algae-based omega-3, so it's vegan-friendly. And I specifically asked, you know, the triglyceride form omega-3 to enhance our GI absorptions. So it's a premium product, premium ingredient there. And also we add enough water there, you know, the coconut water there to keep people hydrated, because, you know, our tear, every time when we blink, our upper eyelid will spray a layer of tear over the eye to protect the eyeballs. So that tear is about, you know, 94 to 98% water. So you can see a lot of, you know, a lot of studies, a lot of white papers. If you are into those white, you know, reading those, studying those white papers, a lot of people will say, oh, certain things are not, you know, they just a placebo effect. They don't really help your dry eye. Well, the problem is those people, a lot of testers, they simply did not drink enough water. So just taking all the vitamins in the world and you're not drinking enough water, you're not going to see any improvement in your dry eyes. Okay, so that's why we make sure that we have the bottle size that's good enough or keep you hydrated and with all the right ingredients. So, you know, internally, we call our, you know, the product, you know, the eye drink, we call it the Gatorade for your eyes. So basically just, you know, if for anyone, pretty much if you spend 2-3 hours or more each day with your devices in front of your screen, just drink at least one bottle a day, you know, up to 4 bottles, and keep your eyes hydrated and protect your macula, protect your retina. Yeah.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, would you still recommend, and we were having this conversation ahead of time, like blue blocker glasses, you know, even if you don't wear glasses, but blue blocker glasses?
Yeah.
Help?
Well, there's so many different manufacturers out there right now. Unfortunately, none of them were actually, you know, FDA regulated. The people, the FDA, just, you know, there's no specific guideline how much the blue light needs to get filtered out. So my suggestion is get a, you know, invest into a good pair of lenses that filter out the blue light, and make sure there's actually equipments out there. I'm pretty sure not all doctors, you know, own that equipment, but there are actually equipments out there to measure the amount of blue light being filtered. Okay, we do have it at my office. There are ones that I, you know, patient walked in with, you know, some, you know, some lenses, some frame they purchased online, and they came back in, and then you know, basically we ran through the test, and you only filter out 1-2% of the blue light, which I thought was a joke. And then personally, we're not sponsored by Kodak, but personally, I'm wearing the one made by Kodak. This one filters up to 80%. So these are pretty, you know, pricey lenses, but to me, it's worth every penny. You know, just like buying parachute.
As opposed to not being able to see, I'm kind of right there with you.
So it's just one of, you know, this pair. I personally think that I that's just my take. I would invest more money into the lenses versus the frame. But a lot of people are going the other way. They spend hundreds or thousands on a pair of frame, you know, Cartier frame, but they got cheapy lenses. Yeah, so that's the problem. I'd rather have a, you know, cheap frame, but, you know, excellent pair of lenses. And
yeah,
that's just
exactly,
my
philosophy. That are doing the job that they're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So anytime I look at my cell phone or looking at the screen, I put my pair on. All my kids wear these, and that's something that I strongly recommend.
Yeah,
and take your vitamins too. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk a little bit about the juice that you created. How did you go about that process? I mean, you knew about the vitamins, you knew about the bits and pieces, but how'd you come together with that formula that you used?
You can say primarily that came from the feedbacks from my patients. I asked them, you know, a lot of kids are drinking, you know, all the juices, you know, Gatorade, Prime, you know, which is fairly recent, and Mega juices, whatever you name it. Those kids, or sodas, that was another thing earlier on. They'd rather drink those beverages instead of water. So that's the thing. And parents somehow, you know, they are prone into buying. And a lot of parents knew they were not exactly a great product, a lot of sugar there. But somehow they still purchase those products for their kids. So instead of drinking those, why not just come up with a beverage that kids would love, or people, you know, young adults would love, and also it's benefit for your eyes. So that's why I, you know, put two and two together and come up with this beverage. And the journey was another interesting thing because, you know, we have to search for the formulation labs to work with us.
Yeah.
A lot of labs just thought I was crazy. When we signed the NDA and then tell them that that's my idea, putting this omega-3 into the beverages, because omega-3 is a fatty, you know, it's a fat-based ingredient. So you're putting a oil-based ingredient into a juice, people just thought I was crazy. And some lab even want to charge a $50,000 upfront to even, you know, want to work with me, almost like an open retainer with the attorney.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't into that. So, but it was very interesting getting all the feedback. A ton of naysayers saying there's no way you can get this done. And there's a reason that such beverage doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, luckily, you know, after a year and a half, 2 years, hey, we have the products.
Nice. So, nice. Have you patented that formula or?
No. We're not. We were recommended not to get it patented.
Interesting.
Yeah, because if we file a patent, then we have to disclose how it was manufactured, all the ingredients, the secret sauce, and every other company can just kind of tweak it a little bit, can bypass our patent. So my patent attorney just say, you know what, save your money.
Yeah.
It's not even worth it. Just like Coca-Cola was never patented, right? That's one of those things. Yeah. So we definitely have very, very unique manufacturing process and also the ingredient that we use. Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're out in California. Are you getting this manufactured out there now, or are you looking for other places?
Right now, everything is manufactured in California. You know, the bottling plant, you know, they call it the co-packers in California. Mm-hmm. All the ingredients, the majority of the ingredients are sourced, in California.
Got it.
There is the omega-3 is very, very unique. It actually came from Europe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so because algae-based triglyceride form, extremely unique products. So that came from Europe. Other than that, all the strawberry, because we use the actual juice. We don't use artificial fake juice.
Orange
juice, strawberry, mango, you name it. So all those fruit are right here, locally sourced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think ultimately our next step is to look for other co-packers in different states. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like it tastes yummy too, on top of just the fact that it's good for you.
Yeah.
Which may be helpful to get it down the throats of the kids that really need it too.
Yeah.
You know, it just tastes good and it's not a sugary, soft drink or something.
Yeah. Initially, it was so the first 12, 15 samples were so bad because both my kids, they were tester number one and number two. So
yep,
whenever I got the newest batch produced, I just basically brought them back. And it has gotten so to a point where my older son told me, Dad, stop bringing those back. I'd rather go blind than drinking those.
Yeah.
This is how bad it was.
Don't make me drink any stuff.
I know.
It's not worth it.
So it was kind of, in a way, it was kind of funny, but it also was kind of frustrating. You know, all the time that I spent, all the money I spent, I said, oh my God, it's down the drain.
Yeah.
And then, because I insist on sugar-free at the time, I was butting head with the labs. They got so frustrated dealing with me, saying you got to put sugar there. Otherwise, all the ingredients that if you're an eye doctor, if you know the ingredient, you say, oh my God, is this even drinkable?
Yeah,
you know, there's a copper, there's zinc, everything good for your retina, but it's even drinkable. So I ended up, kind of succumbed to their request. Okay, we just add a little sugar there. Initially, they wanted a lot more. And they kept saying, a can of can of soda has got like 35 to 40 grams of sugars there. Mm-hmm. I said, that's crazy. I don't want, there's no way I'll put 30 to 40 grams there. So we ended up putting $5,000 of, and it was
just enough.
Just enough to cover the
ingredients. And
the bottle is much bigger than the can of Coke. So proportion wise, like ratio wise, we're definitely way, way, way healthier. You can create the best meal, the healthiest product in the world, but if it tastes like crap, no one will take it.
Nobody's going to drink it at that point.
So that's
I mean, if you can get it to where it tastes good too, and it's not only just the stuff that you're putting in there for the eye part of it. I mean, it's good for you, period.
Yeah.
At that point, sounds like with the ingredients you're using.
Yeah. So definitely it's the correct ingredients, science-backed ingredients. Every doctor, eye doctor, anyone working in the eye care industry knows, basically knows about the ingredients. So that's what we do, kind of like the gold standard, except we make it into a delicious beverage right now that finally people can start consuming it.
Yeah.
So rather than
what's been your biggest challenge with this, this new product? It sounds like on the last one, you were kind of way ahead of the wave or whatever. And this one sounds like it's at least, I think you're kind of riding that wave getting into it, especially with the problems we're seeing. What's been the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge is for me, I would say it's actually going from eye care industry to the beverage industry.
Yeah,
the cultures are completely different. Okay, I mentioned this multiple times on different podcasts. Every time I talk about this, I piss off a lot of people. In the eye care industries, there's always a sense of urgency. So if you want to get something done, we get it done, and then we either beat the deadline or we meet on deadline. Mm. But in the beverage industry, there's no such thing as sense of urgency. They tell you something, we'll deliver this in 2 to 3 weeks, whatever, ended up 2 to 3 months. And if they say, okay, we'll basically submit your final formulation for FDA review, and then we'll get everything finalized April 4th. You should get a complete package so we can go into production April 4th.
Hmm.
That didn't happen. You waited until end of June to get that package. So it's just one of those things that is very, very frustrating.
Are you sure they're not former federal government workers that are working for these companies?
Yeah, but my CMO, he's extremely experienced in the beverage industry. He already warned me about it. Yeah, said, you don't want to rush those people, especially those designer, label designers, bottle designers. Mm-hmm. They basically, they want to get inspired. So you put them under a certain time pressures, they're going to come up with a pretty bad design, even though it's written on a contract, right? So
you've got to get it done in this time.
And you still don't want to force them to finish their design. So it's just, I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
No. Like I said, I have no patience for people that need to get inspired. You know what? Yeah. You need to get done so you can get paid and move on to the next.
So I told my team that we absolutely cannot let that culture, basically infect our company. We have to stick with, I still consider a eye care / wellness company.
Yeah.
Even though our product is
you're linked to that industry, but you have a higher calling than just getting a juice put together. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping moving forward, we'll operate like eye care industry companies rather than a beverage company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think once you get past all that formulation and getting it cleared and everything else, then it just comes down to production. Okay, let's get this going, and then it's consistent production. And you just got to sell it at that point.
Yeah.
Have you officially launched it yet?
We did a soft launch out of the practice. Starting April, we did phenomenally. It would anywhere from 550 to 850 bottles a month.
Nice.
And so that's just out of my practice, and I'm seeing patients 4 days a week. We're doing a more of an official launch next month. We have a trade show coming up in Las Vegas. It's the eye care industry trade show, one of the biggest ones. So we'll have a booth there. I call it the marketing 1.0 is right now. Phase one is we're selling through eye doctors' offices.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah. So that's and then or from our website, the eyedrink.com. Mm-hmm. So those are the two places you can purchase the beverages right now. And then phase 1.5 is we'll be introducing the product to those specialty supermarkets like Whole Foods, Sprouts,
yep,
those places. And then obviously the next phase is going to regular store, CVS, those places, or 7-Eleven, yeah, those places.
Yeah.
So my CMO, he makes a, he calls a shot because he's very experienced. He wrote several books in the beverage industry. So he's okay. my main guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. What as far as you launching the company, what's been your biggest challenge? I mean, have you funded this 100% out of pocket, or have you got some other eye doctors that have invested?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Initially, I funded everything. Okay.
Okay.
And then I just recently started raising money. So our current investors are all ophthalmologists.
Yeah.
So makes they invest sense. In the company, and everyone thought it was a fantastic product. Mm-hmm. And when I told them about the product, everyone was kind of skeptical. My God, can you actually make this into a beverage? And once they try it, it's like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And they look at the labels and everything. So, ooh, wow, that's the ARS2 formulation right there. Mm-hmm. So they start, basically invest into the company. So in the early, kind of like a C funding stage right now. Yeah.
Sure.
So that's where we are at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes complete sense. And I mean, I think it's a really smart move for a lot of, eye care practices and things like that. I mean, it's mm-hmm. another revenue source for them. You're doing what's right for your clients. And you're also, you don't have to overcome the, is this really what it is when your doctor's saying, hey, I would recommend this. This is something that, I've tested and I recommend it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a great launch model to kind of get it out there into the public a little bit more.
Yeah. And especially we have the data to back up our, efficacy.
Yeah.
I mean, how many vitamins can say that? I mean, I'm pretty sure vitamin water.
Yeah, how many
Gatorade,
of them say, these are not been, not been tested by FDA.
Yeah, we have the instrument to measure that your macula indeed absorb all the ingredients. So the bioavailability is way superior compared to the capsule. So we already knew that before going in because, the liquid is definitely far superior than the capsules. But we just had no idea, after 90 days of testing, having patients drinking at least one bottle a day, all of a sudden you see this macular pigmentation increase dramatically.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's just amazing. Yeah. And we also have, we have a questionnaire to kind of monitor their dry eyes. And we have a lot of people coming back here saying that, their dry eye, definitely their eyes don't feel as dry toward the end of the day. Especially there's a banker down the street. She always came back, she comes to me like every few months, complain about dry eyes for the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Sure.
And she's kind of volunteered to become a tester. And then, basically she came back 90 days later saying that, my God, this thing really.
This is awesome. Her. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a lot less burning toward the end of the day.
Sure.
So this is, we get a lot of those testers right now. So, so it's amazing that having the product that tastes good and also is efficacious, you can actually see a clinical data.
Yeah,
improvements.
But, actually they are feeling different and everything else. I mean, that's a big advantage.
Yeah. So definitely a very, very unique, very special products. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's, so you've got that initial soft launch. We're going to get a little bit heavier launch. What's your timetable for kind of rolling into like the next level of, let's say, a Whole Foods or something?
I think Q1 toward the end of March, I believe, or early April, there's a huge, those Whole Foods or Sprout, they're actually own expos. I believe one of them is actually in Arizona. So we'll be there and then, and go from there. I think 2026 will be very, very exciting to have this product start scaling up. We already have people coming from South Korea, Taiwan, and China trying to get this product over there. But, shipping beverage there, it's going to be extremely expensive, number one.
A habit of trying to figure out your formula.
Exactly. So I have to be very, very careful about that. Our manufacturing process is pretty unique. There's one thing that we added to it. So I'm not sure how easy it is for them to figure out because no one ever used that method to produce a juice.
Okay.
Or the first one.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah. At least that's what the factory told us. They had never heard of that, you know, using that technique to manufacture a juice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, but we have to be extremely careful when it comes to those countries, especially.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it multiple times with clients of mine that, you know, have they'll make an agreement with somebody over there and it's like, okay, yeah, we'll buy some. And then, oh yeah, we figured out your process and, you know, then we'll produce it here. Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. And then they're going to try and fire it back and sell it against you.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Now, are you making it available on Amazon at all, or is it?
We might, but right now it's not in the plan. Because Amazon, they do charge quite a bit, and the shipping, you know, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Because we use a premium product, so our cost was actually very, very high.
Yeah.
You know, compared to other beverages that you see out there.
Sure.
So, you know, the CMO called it pretty much like the Rolls Royce of beverage, all the ingredients that add up, you know. So our profit margin is definitely not as high as other beverage out there. So beverage, they might be able to afford to sell it on Amazon and get a pretty big cut.
And they've got enough margin in there.
Yeah. We just don't have that right now.
Yeah.
Will we eventually get to that point? Yeah, I think so. I think once we scale up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just, you know, I insist on using the premium products. My kids drink them every day. I drink them myself every day. So I everything has to be natural, you know, all the juice, everything. I don't want to, you know, basically save a few pennies here or there by using artificial flavoring, you know, artificial sweeteners, things like this.
Heck, you were having a hard enough time with sugar alone. And that's just natural sugar.
So to save money there, I just don't think it's worth it. Yeah.
No. I'm with you. Yeah. And I mean, as long as you explain that to people that, hey, it's a premium product. We don't use garbage in it. I mean, it is all natural. Okay. Yeah. I'm willing to spend a little bit more because it's, you know, whatever I spend on that's still going to be way cheaper than if I start to lose my eyesight and you've got to help me get my eyesight back.
Yeah. I think somewhat, if you do go by the ratio, the cost wise, with our cost, normally a beverage like this probably sell close to $7.
Okay. Yeah.
And we sell it for $3.75. That goes to show you how I'm trying to keep it as reasonable as possible potentially billion, not just million, billions of people can benefit from the beverage. If I sell it for $6-$7, the number of people can benefit from, you know, the ingredients obviously probably cut in half or maybe more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and you've got to be able to, if you're going to get into Whole Foods and stuff like that, I mean, you got to figure at least a 50 to 60% haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Off the top, you know, wholesale-wise,
get
in there. Yeah.
So, you know, right now, at this point, we have to, you know, scale up and also cost down. That's the two things that we're trying to do. So,
that will come, too. I mean, as you build your volume up, you can get your cost down and, you know, then get that under control a little bit more. But... No, I mean, I was expecting closer to that $6 or $7 mark.
Yeah, that should be the pricing. Like, if you another company was running it, and they look at our costs. My God, Jesus, you guys are using everything all premium, including the bottles. By the way, we don't use the cheapy ones. Ours are pretty sturdy ones. So everything add up, and you have to sell it for between $6 and $7 to justify the cost.
Sure.
But like I said, I try to keep it as low as possible, and hopefully, and that's why I've been pretty upfront. I need to be transparent with all my investors. Hey, look, don't expect we'll be profitable for the first couple of years.
We're not making our billions on this first round.
So it's they understand. You know, those ophthalmologists, they understand very, very well. Luckily, next round, we're still trying to raise money right now. Always as a star company. But that's one of the things I keep telling all the potential investors. Look, if you expect this company to be profitable within 12 months, look for another project. It's not going to happen here. Yeah, we have to reinvest all the money back into, into the company, all the profit into the, you know, back into the
company.
Makes
complete sense. Yeah, because, you got to get, you probably find a better coal manufacturer that you can work with that can pull costs down a little bit, a little bit more, and then... You get expanded distribution in areas like Whole Foods and stuff like that, which, I bet you could probably eke up the price a little bit going into Whole Foods. I mean, you could probably sell it for $3 and they'd turn around and sell it for $6 in those cases. Yeah. You know, I mean, but it's the reality. I mean, if you go to Whole Foods, you're going to pay a little bit more money for the products that they bring in. But yeah, I mean,
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes complete sense. All right. Well, let's switch gears here a little bit and talk about the Fast Five questions.
Okay. This will be an interesting one.
All right. You wake up in the morning, business is completely gone. You have $500, a laptop computer, a place to live. What would you do first?
I'd probably look for an opening, optometrist opening, job opening locally first.
Yep.
Start working for someone, and then either during my lunchtime or after hours, and try to explore other opportunities. That's probably what I would do. I start saving up enough money. So that's, you know, that's what, something that I would do. Luckily, I am still licensed.
Yeah.
Right. I can still see patients all day. And So that's,
but, I mean,
that's what I would do.
At least you got money coming in, and then you can start building that extra income.
I think that's a great skill set to have. And to always, I can go pretty much go anywhere. And I passed my board in Nevada. If I had to practice in Las Vegas, I could do that too. I don't have to necessarily, stay here in California. So I definitely have that option. So
that's what I would do. Less expensive there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
So many.
Pick one.
The biggest one, I would say, not raising enough money for my previous startup.
Yeah.
It was a software company. And then I had multiple people told me that don't start the project until I've raised about $7 to $7.5 million.
Okay.
So for me, it was almost impossible because I couldn't go out and tell investors, look, give me your money. I'll put it in the bank until I accumulate $7 million, $7.5 million. Then I'll work on the project. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So, but multiple people told me that software company, it's like a black pit that you keep pumping money in there, and then you keep updating your algorithms.
Yep.
And we started with, less than $200,000.
Yeah.
So that, I think that was one of the, in hindsight, I would say that's a huge mistake. But again, if I didn't start right away, because we have a very, very unique algorithm, by the way. Mm-hmm. If I didn't start back then, I don't think people could actually see the algorithm working, because we actually had a working prototype and people were impressed. Okay. What we had, and with we raised less than $3 million in total. We're able to come up with something so unique, so accurate.
Yeah.
People were impressed. And then pandemic hit. That was another issue. If I had enough money in the bank, we could have survived the pandemic, but we didn't have enough money. So that's one of the, I would say that's probably been my biggest mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is what it is, but you learned a lot from that too,
So,
and the other part is software is a grind.
Yeah.
To get there, because it's you've always got to be on top of it, and it's always changing. And it is a money pit in a lot of cases.
Yep.
All right. What is a book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Ooh. There's a book talking about the Blue Ocean, Red Ocean, Blue Ocean Strategy, I believe.
Yep.
It's called
Blue Ocean
That's
Strategy.
That's one of my favorite. And then there's another one written recently by Patrick Bet-David, Thinking Five Steps Ahead. I forgot the exact. That was a good book too.
Yeah.
So, but Blue Ocean, Red Ocean, I think that was definitely one of my favorite. Mm. I read a couple times, and my product for sure is a Blue Ocean product.
It's a blue. Yeah,
it's a huge Blue Ocean.
You are floating out there all by yourself in this one. So
it's definitely qualified for that.
It would qualify as a Blue Ocean product, because it is something that people, I think, are beginning. I don't think they're quite there yet, understanding what's going on. Mm-hmm. But the more you're out doing podcasts and everything else, it starts to add up, because you're like, okay, why is, when I have a heavy day, when I've worked a lot, why am I, at times like, okay, I can't see at a distance well, and then times I can't see close up, and it's not something consistent. So that makes more sense.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Americans are lacking behind in that in that yeah. respect. You just mentioned like countries in Asia, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, China, those parents are fully aware of the blue light issues.
Sure.
So they're way ahead. So there's a lot of study coming out from that end earlier, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then, that's probably why you're seeing that interest out of that,
yeah.
those areas.
So, but we're catching on. We're definitely yeah. catching on, especially, you know, when I talk about this at NASA, you know, obviously a lot of young adults, they kind of knew about the blue light, but they had no idea they can cause those issues. They had no idea it can cause, you know, sleep apnea issues, even, you know, tamoxifen resistant breast cancer issue. They're suspecting, the melanoma from neck up in that issue, younger adult getting prostate, you know, issues as well. So there's a lot of there's a lot more awareness now compared to, you know, 5-10 years ago, in a way that pandemic really helped us. I'm not sure it's a good way or bad, but, you know, it's just one of those
business out of it created a new one out of it as well.
And then now when you go on and talk about, well, your device can cause dry eye, and everyone's like, yes, absolutely, I experienced all the issues. But, you know, 10 years ago, if you talk about that, people say, no, I'm not sure I have those issues. I'm not sure I have difficulties falling asleep. But nowadays, if you...
Well, but I think, you know, like you were saying, I think as of the pandemic, people are just more screen time than they used to have. And you've got more people working from home than used to be. At least when they were at work, it was like, okay, I don't want to work that hard, so I'm going to get up and get away from my computer, where they may be at home, you know, pounding out 8 hours, you know, sitting in front of a computer all day without a break.
Yeah. So,
what's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
God, there are so many. But the tool that I use is very, very industry specific.
Okay.
So I'm not sure anyone else can benefit from it.
Yeah.
I
would say maybe in your side business there, what's something that you use that you leverage and it helps you become more productive or whatever?
That's an extremely difficult answer for me to answer, honestly. I'm just workaholic myself.
Yeah.
So I get up at 5 o'clock, start working, and then, answering all my emails. So obviously, if I had to do anything, if there's an AI that can actually help me respond to some of the email, that'd be fantastic. But
I got it for you. Fixer AI.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking, I was trying to train AI to manage my, my email, because I've got multiple companies. So, I mean, I've got literally 10 different email addresses, and I get anywhere from 100 to 150 emails in per day. And then of course I get on all these marketing lists and all that, and, you know, it compounds. And I was missing when somebody would, you know, a client or somebody would ask a question. So Fixer, which is FYXER.AI, you basically go in, it's like $50 a month, and it's unlimited number of email addresses.
Okay.
And all it does is I use Google, you know, Google throughout most of my practice or most of my businesses. What it does is it basically goes in and it sets up 6 tags within your Google or Outlook.
Okay.
And what it ends up doing is, as everything comes in, it categorizes that. So it'll take, like, there's the first tag is needs to respond. So if somebody says, hey, Dr. Wu, I want to have a meeting with you about, you know, the eye drink, it'll automatically categorize that. So you can go in and just look at that. So if you're running between patients during the day, you can quickly go in, just look at your, hey, stuff that I need to respond to. What it also does, though, is it formulates a response and puts it in drafts. So all you have to do is just go in, check your, you know, look at what the email was, look at what the response is, and then tweak that response and send. It massively increased my productivity.
Fixer.
Yeah. Okay. And then if you do YouTubes or if you do sort of like Zooms, it'll actually pop a little recorder onto the Zoom, and it records the conversation, summarizes it into an email, and then that email goes to both you and the person that you were on the Zoom with. and you can just hit send and send that to them. Like, you know, so it gives them a summary of what we talked about. You have a summary of what you talked about and all that. So pretty slick. It is very slick.
Sounds a little scary too. Like it's probably smarter than any assistant.
And I mean, the cool part about it is it starts to learn you. So it learns how you would respond, and it keeps tailoring the responses to the point now that when I get it, I'll just look at the response and I'm like, yep, that's the way I would say it. Send at that point. Sometimes it's a little bit more polite than I would be, but yeah, that actually, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but yeah, that's the tool I would recommend for it.
I'll look into it for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last question. What is your definition of freedom?
Freedom means I can do whatever I want, or legally, of course. If I wake up in the morning and if I say, oh, God, I got this idea, let's work on it, then I have the financial resource and the time to do that.
Yeah.
To me, was, you know, because like I said, I'm a workaholic.
Yeah. You're not going to stop doing that.
Taking a vacation, any vacation longer than 10 days is driving me crazy. And so for me, but, you know, sometimes I just have to, you know, take time off away from work, but it's sometimes it's kind of challenging. So for me, freedom is, you know, if I, you know, decided that this morning when I wake up, I want to do whatever I need, whatever I wish, you know, if I decide to, hey, let's, you know, charter a plane and go someplace, that would be great. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that. That's the freedom that hopefully, one day I can experience in that. Yeah. But, you know, just certain, there's so many things that, you know, in my mind that I want to do, certain thing I want to accomplish, I want to build. But, you know, all the resources, the time, everything is very, very limited. Yeah. I only have 24 hours, you know, two hands, and I'm seeing patient 4 days a week. Yeah.
Just,
you know,
a couple hundred million eye drinks and you're there, my friend.
Yeah. I have other things in, you know, in the pipelines. I have a, we have algorithm that can actually minimize, you know, drunk driving issues.
Nice.
Just by looking at your eyes. So that's another thing that I think a lot of people can benefit from. Yeah. So, but that'll be a very, very fascinating project to work on. Imagine trying to recruit a bunch of drunk guys come in here and to test the accuracy of the software.
Yeah. The software works.
I know. So that's another project that I have. I actually own the patent for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
could that be like used like in the like law enforcement or something like that as well?
Yeah, it could be anything. Could be, you know, any vehicle can kind of, you know, get that device installed.
Okay.
So if you are, obviously we need a baseline data, right? So if you compare to a baseline data, you're under the influence, then you're not going to be able to drive. The ignition won't start. Even if you drive an EV, the EV will, you can't even put into drive mode to drive it.
Nice.
So, I think that it can be easily done because we already have the algorithm. We just tweak the, because we're working on that, you know, the previous startup, the digital eye strain. We monitor your blink rate, your everything, your pupils. So it's that same algorithm.
You
we are, just tweak it a little bit.
You already had part of it. Yeah. It's just tweaking it for a different purpose.
And obviously, the main thing is to come in with a device that's, you know, crash proof and also can tolerate, you know, heat because we have the little device installed in the car.
Yeah.
So imagine in the summer in Las Vegas, the car might be like 160 degrees inside or 170. Yep. You need to have a device that's robust enough. Yeah. So but that can be easily done. But, you know, that's something that, you know, after the eye drink, probably my next next project. That shouldn't take too long because we already have the algorithms.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of tweaking it for a different purpose at this point. Awesome. Well, Dr. Wu, if somebody is interested in learning more about the eye drink, learning a little bit more, where's the best place to get the information?
You can go to our website, you know, the eyedrink.com, you know, T-H-E, the
pretty simple.
eyedrink.com. Or if you need to reach out to me, just go to LinkedIn, look me up. I do have a marketing team manage all my social media. I'm not exactly a social media savvy person. So if anything, that's, you know, that, directly to
somebody
me.
Will answer
my team will, a lot of time they'll answer for me, but there are certain things that will let me know, so I just respond you know, either in between patients or, you know, during evening hours. But I try to get to them as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
I don't procrastinate. So that's another thing about, you know, our industry versus the beverage industry is very, very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for being on today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing some of your advice to our audience. And I really wish you well with the iDrink. I just think it's a phenomenal idea. And it's something that I think more of us are going to need going forward.
Yeah.
So glad that you're getting it out there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. And folks, as always, make sure you subscribe to the channel where you're watching or listening to it. And we will see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.